know, democracy is a process. There are problems everywhere. As somebody said, I think to the church, you know, he said that democracy is the worst form of government, except there's nothing better than that. So we have to live with that. Now, but even in the United States, after 20, 50 years, they're still struggling with democracy, issues of equal representation, equal protection, all those things they're still struggling with, because it's a process. And going back on that in Africa, and I think there are a lot of elements of democracy we're having. Malawi, for the first time, we had tripartite elections, 2014 for president, parliament, local councils. So for the first time, we are now elections at the local level, which means that democracy is now going down to the people, to the roots. And I think that's success.
Let's talk about term limits. There was that discussion at one time at the African Union, yeah. And Mr. Mugabe said, no, term limits must not be imposed on African countries. Of course, he cited the example of Britain, where there are no term limits and things are flowing. But some Africans are of the opinion that, well, maybe term limits can be beneficial to the continent. Your take on that?
It really depends. I think in some cases, people think term limits are good, that it brings in new leadership. Some people think that the only term limit that's important is the voters themselves. The voters can decide when they're going to term limit you. In Britain, you can, as you say, the parliamentary system, normally in parliamentary systems, it's difficult to have term limits. That people vote for the prime minister until they're tired and throw him or her out. In the United States here, a number of states where there are term limits. Here, the president is two terms. But in some of the states, governors, but even members of the legislature at state level are limited. Extreme is Mexico, where, for example, the president is limited on one term. So it really depends on each country how you are going to do it.
And lastly, maybe just your relationship with Zimbabwe?
Oh, very good. Well, there were excellent relations with Zimbabwe. I'm not aware of any problems. We have never had any problems with Zimbabwe from the time of independence. And, of course, I think in the whole African Union, it's clear that, you know, Comrade Mugabe is seen as a real hero. You know, when he speaks, everyone listens. Because he has such a rich history of the struggle against colonialism. And I think he symbolizes that generation of the really great African leaders.